Soko isika atisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29/2021 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
silohlelo lwethu ukuthi Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abadubekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi seKhisimusi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo.
Ikansili yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzapho akhona lapha sile diaspora. Idiaspora ikombina ikomprisa i-America ne-Europe ne-South Africa ikona lapha lama 10 provinces aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezapho we-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMuyi uMnumzana Joshua Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculo omdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ikansili yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu kanye lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Izolo inhlanganiso ezilishumelane zitholiswe izipho ezehlukeneyo phansi kwesikhwama lesi. Wanastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Imizi ehlukeneyo yakoBulawayo elichumi lane yamukele ngenjabulo izipho ezawelwe phansi kohlelo lweBulawayo Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund zempahla ehlukeneyo kusukela kuzembatho ukudla lokuhlawulela ezemfundo. Ekhuluma ngesikhathi esipha izipho lezi, umsekeli kaMayor wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Mlandu Ncube ubonge amankampani athe apha loba kunzima ngesikhathi seCovid.
Silohlelo lwethu ukuthi Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abadubekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi seKhisimusi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo. So sithanda ukubonga sibili sibonile amankampani amakhulu asinikezile. Sithi uNkulunkulu ababusise noma bekunzima iCovid kodwa babona kungcono bekukhumbule abanye abantu.
Okugcizelelwe umfundisi uDanisa Moyo olilunga lekomiti ebona ngohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luphakamisile kakhulu umoya wami ukubona ama-donation amaningi kangaka banike ngesikhathi komile kangaka siphakathi kwale COVID efikileyo. Kodwa mbone ngendlela abaphakame ngayo basiza abantu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Elinye ilunga le-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund uDokotela Nothando Moyo unxome abelule izandla besipha.
Liyajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abantu banike ngesikhathi izandla zimfitshane. So kuba kuhle ukuthi sihlangane ngesikhathi esinje, ngesikhathi sinika ukuthi sikhale. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi sikhala ngenxa ye-pandemic abantu bebhubha. So kuba kuhle ukuhlangana ngomumo onje okuhle.
Balabo abathole izipho ngaphansi kwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund ngabe ekuphumuleni geriatric nursing home bemelwe ngunkosikazi Simangele Ncube othe isipho sifike ngesikhathi esinzima.
Thabile kakhulu ngoba sibuye ngesikhathi ebesingacabangela isikhathi esinzima. Sile impact kakhulu ku-budget yethu. So siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli langa langesipho lesi sisitholile.
Unkosikazi Sakhile Chuma Chakauya osuka eNtembeni Old People's Home uthi umsebenzi ubalula nxa bethola uncedo olunje.
ngesipho leso sisiphiweyo lapha kuMayor's Chair Fund. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sifuna ngani ukuzasiqhuba sibili sihambe lathi uma nganyana. Ngoba kathe sisesibaningi. Silabo khulu abangu 30, sibe labo gogo abangu 21. Bonke bayi 51. Umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu. Kodwa nxa sincediswa indlela ibalolo. Iyahambeka.
Uhlelo lweMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lwenziwa minyaka yonke lapho amankampani apha izipho ezehlukeneyo ezisuka njalo ziphiwe wonke umuntu oswelayo kobulawayo. Lamhlanje isikhwama seMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund siqalile njalo ukwamukela izipho ezisuka kumankampani ahlukeneyo loZulu okuzathi kuphiwe njalo abanye abadinga usizo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu owebandla lezaphu yeCongress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibanilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi uDr. Joshua Mqabungu Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli esake saphathwa nguMoyi uDr. Nkomo kanye loMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Athe kwaqa namhla amalunga ebandla lezaphu eCentenary Park kobulawayo okwenzelwa khona umhlangano weCongress okumele wenziwe ibandla leli sakhokhelwa nguDabengwa. Wayengene esikhundleni sikaNkomo. Bathi isifohlile inkunzi ngoba kukhanya engani sebelosekelo olumangalisayo. UMnumzana Patrick Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu bavela endaweni ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzaphu akhona lapha. Sile diaspora, idiaspora ikombina ikomprisa iAmerica leEurope leSouth Africa ikona lapha, lama 10 provinces aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha. Amadelegate aqala ukufika izolo efike ofisini for registration leaccreditation. Bafike kwaze kwasa iMashonaland East, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, Manicaland zonke zifike ebusuku.
UNdlovu uthi bambalwa abafuna ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli.
Amakandidate ethu akhona contesta ipresidency abalapha silosibangilizwe Nkomo, lo Bernard Magugu, lo Strike Mkanda. For the first time okokuqala kumbali yehistory yezaphu ipresidency is being contested. Nangensuku zabonkomo uMqabuko ayengakhontesti ipresidensi, loDabengwa layikazanga akathole i-opposition. But okwakuqala iCongress leyi with multiple candidates vying for the presidency. Ku-SG silomthulisi Hanana owakhathesi akala muntu ongathi uqhuquzelana laye, ungani uzangena shuto kaHanana. I-TG usalophitha Msebele. Kuchama Msebele okwafuna ukuqoquzela uba SG sebekhulumisene lo Hanana wangena ku TG. Chairmanship silo Dlamini John Z Dlamini Richard Kennel weZipra ukuba nguchairman, vele Mark North sibe lo Mark Mbayiwa obe ngucurrent TG okwaba ngupresidential candidate. Kodwa sededele uSangelizwe okaMbayiwa wathi ngwangcono abe nguchairperson.
Unkosikazi Thoriso Moyo owalwa impi yenkululeko uthi uyakuthakazelela okwenzakalayo.
IZipra lonyaka imangalisile, ibuthene yazofunana yabona ukuthi into yayo kasahambi, ngoba abeza ubuhlungu iZipra ilethile izwe leli, then yalethile izwe leli yalinika abantu ababesibalwela ukuthi sabakhululeke, but abasahambisanga ngendlela eyiyo. So we are coming back to take our positions in Zapu. So that is hapu sifuna ivuke.
Omele abalwa impi yenkululeko bekubutho leZipra uMnumzana Ben Ncube uthi sebeyivuselela iZapu.
Esikukhangeleleyo kuCongress yeZapu lapha ukuthi abantu bedinge ubukhokheli obuza kwenza inhlanganiso iqhubekele phambili ivuke ibe njengesikhathi sikababa uJoshua Nkomo.
Ozakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli webandla leZapu ukhangelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana lohulumende ngezakhiwo ezahluthunwa nguhulumende kamuyi uRobert Mugabe. Zikoqela amapulazi, amahofisi, lengwalo ezimumethe imbali yezaphu lezebra. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguGibbs Dube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz short wave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo ngumbimbitho nyakenye. Selikunkulungwane ezidlula ezilikhulu 132,880 okuguqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane abazinkulungwane ezidlula ikhulu 127,596. Kwafa inkulungwane ezidlula ezine lengxenye 4,675. Kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Ngunje sebeyizigidi ezedlula izintathu 3.3 million abantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kuthi abayizigidi ezedlula ezimbili lengxenye 2.6 million bahlatshwa wonke omabili i-first le-second dose. Imali edingakala ukunakekela imuli elabantu abayisithupha eZimbabwe ibiwa isikhuphuke okumangalisayo yaya kunkulungwane ezidlula amashumi amane 42,708. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuphume embikweni owethulwe ngabeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency Zimstats kusitsho ukuba indleko edingakalayo isikhuphuke okwedlulisa amalawulo xa kuqathaniswa lenyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Imali leyi iphezulu kakhulu kule holo lezisebenzi eziningi, ikakhulu ezikahulumende ezifana lababalisi, bona bahola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola 30,000 RTGS. Ingcitshi ecubunga ezomnotho umnumzana Lubanondo uthi kumele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa lesi simo.
Ukukhwela kwempahla lokho kuzenza impilo ibe nzima kumuntu nje, an ordinary person. Uhulumende uyakwazi ukuthi angakwenza njani ukulunga, kodwa uhulumende lukafuni. Singakhohlwa ukuthi ukuqasa kwempahla kwaqala ngo-2014 lapho kwaba khona le bond coin. Ah, kuthi uzokufakwa i-bond note ngo-2016 izinto zaziyaqala ukudura-dura lalamuhla intengo lokhu siyaphezulu.
Uqhubeke ethi uhulumende nxa engathathanga amanyathelo kuza kuba lomonakala omkhulu kwezomnotho weZimbabwe.
So kunzima nje ukuthi abantu baphile ngoba ukukhwela kwangkhona akuhambelani futhi loholo lwa nxa kuyukuthi bayasebenza ngoba inengalisebenzi. So impilo iza kuba nzima. So icebo esingalitsho kuhulumende ukuthi ufake imali kadingekho necessary kusibe layo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rhodes Teachers Union ATUS umnumzana Themba kuye moyo uthe bathwele nzima kulesi simo somnotho.
Thina njengababalisi esiyisebenzi kahulumende kuyasethusa lokhu ngoba iholo esilifolayo kathesi lincane kakhulu nxa siqhathanisa lentengo lezidingo ezifunakalayo ukuthi umuntu anakekele imuli yakhe.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngesinye isisebenzi seHarare umnumzana Tinashe Makombe.
Atshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ngikhona sizohawula. Ngoba le mali ekukhulunywa lapho sesikhanyela lokuthi abantu abayi-6 hhayi akulobunzima sibili esibukhanyeleyo la. Abantwana bethu siyabazwela nje ngoba bazathola nzima ngalokhu esilakho. Hhayi, sicela ukuthi akuvume uhulumende asibone indlela yokuthi engayenzani ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sihlangane lobunzima lobu, kwanise ukuthi siphathisane laye.
Ingcitshi kwezomnotho zithi ukukhuphuka kwentengo kubangelwa yimikambo yokuthenga lokuthengisa imali emibili ethi esemthetheni webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe nalowo olesilinganiso esiphethwe kabili ongekho emthethweni. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende yehlule ngoba baphatha intambo kahulumende basemhlanganweni webandla le-ZANU-PF. Uhulumende uthi uzabopha abantu bonke abathengisa imali emkambo wensitha, kodwa kakula okuningi osuke kwenzakala ngoba iziphatha amandla zikahulumende lazo zibikwa ziphatheka kulumkambo. IZimstad iveza ukuba imali edingakala ukuba umuntu oyedwa aphile kunyaka kamfumfu ibizinkulungwane eziphezulu kwezinhlanu 5092 ikhuphuke isuka unkulungwane ezingamachumi amane 4734. Imali yokukhuphuka kwentengo ngale nyanga kamfumfu ibe ikusilinganiso sokudlula isithupha ekhulwini 6.4% sisuka kokuphoze kufike kokuhlanu ekhulwini 4.73% ngenyanga edluleyo. Mele isithu 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le-COVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela kuleli gciwane. Abe-MDC Alliance bathi sebelobele inhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba ye-United Nations incwadi bekhonona ngokuthi isithunywa salomanyana unkosazana Helena Doan uqhube uphenyo oluphezu kwezitshesiso zenoto ezetshiswa abanye abezanupf eyamele igcele. UDoan wethule impumela yophenyo lwakhe izolo ekhuthaza elemelika lelebhilithani ukubana esule izitshesiso lezi ngoba ziphazamisa impilo kaZulu makhaza. Kodwa umsekeli omkhokheli we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Thindai Bithi utshele intatheli zindaba namhla ukubana uJohan uveze sobala ukubana uyamele kucelele kahulumende emhlanganweni abawenze laye ngolwesithathu ngoba ubengabavumeli ukwethula imbono yabo bekhululekile. Ngokunjalo Bithi uthi uDohan kafakanga imbono yabo ngezitsheziso lezi kugwalo alwethule izolo. Abe-MDC Alliance bathi kabavumelani lokumunyethela ugwalo lolo okugoqela udaba lokuthi izitsheziso zenza kube le nkohlakalo elizweni lokuthi zidala ukubana eleZimbabwe lehluleke ukuboleka imali emabhanga omhlaba. Untungamile Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxele uhlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Dlela Ncube ngalolu daba.
Benza kahle kakhulu ukuthi babhalele i-United Nations bafake isikhalazo sokungaziphathi ngendlela efanele uka special rapporteur uDohan. Ngokuba nxa ngabe ngesingabe ubona engaziphathanga ngendlela eveza ukuthi uzimele kathathe ihlangothi ulelungelo lokuthi ubhalele laba abaphezu kwakhe abaqhathi bakhe ukubeke kucace ukuthi hayi kangisuthise kungesithunywa lesi sibuye sazothatha uhlangothi lweZANU-PF ubuye vele engumuntu ozobhala lokho okufunwa yiZANU-PF. Ngakho ke okunye nje lokhu kuhlangana labo MDC leCivil Society lani bese kuyikugcwalisa nje ukuthi kubonakale sengathi uconsultile, but njengalokho abanye bekubona kubonakala sengathi ubevele sele script sakhe esipheleleyo esokugcwalisa lokho iZANU-PF ehlali kukhuluma ukuthi ama-sanctions iwadilize ilizwe kalidilizwa yi-corruption lokubuswa kwabi kwelizwe.
Yona i-United Nations kumele iluphathe njani lolu daba?
Singakhohle ukuthi u-special rapporteur lo ozelapha ungaphansi kwe-Human Rights Council ye-United Nations kulugatsha olungaphansi kwe-Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights okuyinhlanganiso ye-United Nations ekhangelene namalungelo abantu umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe sekufikile isikhalazo izakhangela lokho okuthiwa phecelezi ngama-merits akhona kusiya ngokuthi bendlale ubufakazi babo nesikhalazo sabo ngendlela enjani abe-MDC Alliance. I-United Nations isengathatha amanyathelo okuhlolisisa ukuthi iqiniso kambe lingaphi kulokho okubekwa ukuthi ukwenzile umama obethunyelwe kuleli lizwe uDohan. Base besiya phambili-ke kodwa bazayiphendula i-MDC batsho nxa befuna njalo ubufakazi obunye ukuthi kuye phambili. Kodwa akakho umuntu ongavika alivikwa licacile lokuthi umama uze vele ezwakala ukuthi uhlangothi ulohlangothi ame phezu kwalo uhlangothi lweZANU-PF kazanga ohlangothini lwabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi azokuza ukuthi kambe bona bathini bathi baphethwe njani nxa kuqathaniswa nama-sanctions. Ngokuba there are two sides, kule side leZANU elithi ama-sanctions adilizilizwe, kule side labantu beZimbabwe bathi iZANU iyedilizilizwe nge-corruption lokubusa kabi. Ubefanele alilalele lolo side.
UMnumzana Dlela Ncube ngocubungula ezombusazwe. kusenjalo elemelika namhla likulandule ukubana izijeziso elazithisa amalunga ezanu-PF yizo ezibulala umnotho welizwe. Umeli wemelika ku-United Nations unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield utshele intethele zindaba namhla ukubana ukungabuswa kuhle kweZimbabwe yikho ukubulala umnotho, hatshi izijeziso lezi ngoba ziqondiswe ebantwini abalutshwana abephula amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa isikhulumeli sezanu-PF uMnumzana Mike Bima utshele iStudio 7 ukubana njengokutsho kukadoane izijeziso lezi zithwalise nzima abantu makhaza. Omanje wethi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wokwele Melika.
Elemelika libika ukuba likhathazekile kakhulu ngodlame lokulwisana olulokhe luqhubekela phambili ngenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Kuphuma imibiko yokuthi isigodlo sesabelo se-Tigray esemekele kulukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ucuko oluqondiswe kuZulu walumango ngabebutho ele-Ethiopian National Defence Forces, abebutho lakwele-Eritrea ele-Eritrean Defence Forces, abohlobo lwe-Amharic abalwisa kwele-Eritrea abe-Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, lamanye amaqembu lamabandla abalwisana kuleso sigaba. Akusola kakhulu ukuhlukuluzwa kukaZulu ongahlomanga. Ngakho ke sikhuthaza amacele wonke akulokhu ukulwisana lokufuthelana ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo abantu, alandele imithetho yamazwe omhlaba elawula ukulondolozwa kokuthula. Kusho isikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uMnumzana Ned Price. Uqhubeke ethi siyavumelana nalo nobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba, UN Secretary General, kanye lenkokheli yamazwe abensundu e-African Union, ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudingwe isombululo sokulungisisa ingxabano edale umonakalo osemhlubulweni wangenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Sikuthaza uhulumende wele Ethiopia kanye labebandla ele Tigrayan People's Liberation Front ukuthi kumele bakhulumisane nomlotha, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane, badinge indlela yokulungisisa ingxabano yabo ngomlomo hathi ngodlame. Ukuqonga kwemibiko yezehlakalo zodlakela kanye lokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu osokwenzakala sokudinga ukuthi amazwe omhlaba aphatheke njalo ahluzisise edinga indlela zokuqeda lodlakela. Uqakathekile ukuthi amacele wonke alwisanayo avumele uphenyo lwamazwe omhlaba ukuncedisa ukuthi enelise ukuhlala phansi akhulumisane. Sikuthaza ikakhulu uhulumende wele-Ethiopia ukuthi avumele abaqhuba lolu phenyo ukuthi bafinyelele ingatsha zakhe zonke ukuze benelise ukuphuma lamacebo okuqeda lodlakela. UPrice uqhubeke ethi sikhangelele ukwethulwa kombiko ovela kwabe-commission ebona ngamalungelo oluntu enhlanganiseni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-UN High Commission for Human Rights ngesimo sokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu okwenzakale esigabeni se-Tigray kanye lempumela yophenyo lwe-commission e-Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. Sikhuthaza njalo ukusebenzelana kwama-commission lawo enhlanganiso yamazwe abensundu afana le-Commission of Inquiry of the African Union kanye le-Commission on Human and People's Rights. Ugcine ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudalwe isimo esimgceke sendlela yokudinga ukuthi ngobani abephula amalungelo abantu nxa bengafunyanywa belecala bajeziswe, okulakho ukupholisa amanxeba njengendlela yokulondoloza ukuthula kuleso sigaba.
Belilalele edabeni oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Woza Friday liviki silomculi womdumo weAfro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela ekobulawayo. Asizweni ke exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Vanda.
Was it
Patrick Siza legama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengaboni udlala ngengqondo zawo. Sizwe kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalwa ngumama uK Moyo ovela ePlumtree ngikhulele khona kuBulawayo. Ngifunde eRangemo Primary School, eMgoqo Primary School, ngifunde eMandwandwe Secondary. Ngase ngiqala ke imusic, ngaqala ncane kodwa ngirelease my first public record ngo 2017, Levelocity Records.
Kona abamenza wazizwa esiba lemfutho ukuthi angene kwezomculo.
Ngandlalela kakhulu umculo lo wabathi R&B ezothando. Ngakhula ndlalela iBoyz II Men labanye abaningi. Ngase ngikhuthazwa ikakhulu uKelvin Lomuzi ababehlabela ingoma leziyana ma ufuna. Izingoma ke ezangi-inspire ukuthanda ingoma zothando.
Ngothando kakhulu Trixiza, wona umculo wakho ubiza uthini?
Umculo engihlabelayo ngawupha ibizo elithi inxele ngenxa yokuthi awujwayelekanga, ngihlanganisa izinto eziningi ezingahlanganiyo, izinto amadoda amaningi angakhulumi ngayo, like ethandweni ukuthi baqanyule inhliziyo labo abakhulumi.
Sesithiwa isikhathi balaleli abafuna ukucindezela eyabo imculo bengakuthola ngaphi Trixiza?
Nangitholakala eVelocity Records, istudio lesiyana esiseduzane leze sapower plant kuBulawayo. Khona ngingu-producer, ngisound engineer khonaphana. Ngiyakwanisa ukuncedisa abaqalayo labanye abafisa nje urekhoda umculo ohambelana lwami. KuFacebook ngitholakala kuTrixiza, kumbe Carl Pista, kumbe liyasidinga kupage leVelocity Records.
Umthubo lo ubiza Nxele Music. Uyathoba ucula nguTrixiza ongiye besikhwethelayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nemplazo nemnandi igama mungu Ezra Jesus Banda. Bye bye.
Was it in his cover scene? The Beatles got on the line. For me, not now. It was a simple map of cloud. Look, shadow in.
Singekehlukani izihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Ikhansile yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule ukusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezapho oweCongress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela indodana kaMoyi uDr. Joshua Nkomo, umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday besilomculo umdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Season. Silugqibeke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxitus Jeremiah ngesithi libe lempelasonto elithukela. Abangenelisenga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.